Chest.
And he has broad
shoulders.
And this is one
hand
and two
hands
and one
foot
and two
foot.
Two what?
Foot. Feet.
Okay, and this whole thing would be your
leg.
And the front part of your leg that hurts if you kick it is your
shin.
Okay, and if you get down like this, you're down on your the back part of your leg is your what?
Thigh.
Okay. Would you ever sit down on your haunches or on your hunkers? So what would you call it when you get down like that? I'm going to do what?
Squat.
Okay. Then if somebody had been sick, but he's up and about now, you'd say he still looks a little bit...
sick or pale.
All right. Would you ever say pinked? Okay. Person who can lift heavy weights, he's big and...
strong.
Would you ever say he's stout to mean he's strong? The stout, what does stout mean?
Kind of big.
Does it mean strong or fat or what?
Kind of fat.
Okay. What would you call somebody who is very easy to get along with? He's very...
easy to get along with.
He's a what kind of person? He's a...
easy person.
All right. What would you say about a boy who's maybe a teenager and he can't walk through a room without falling all over the furniture?
He's clumsy.
All right. Then a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. He's just a plain...
dope.
Anything else?
Dumb.
There's a word that starts with an F. He's a... ends in an L.
Flop.
F-O-O-L.
Fool.
Would you ever call anybody a fool? Is that a bad thing to say about somebody? Okay. Is there a special reason that you wouldn't use it?
My mom told me not to.
Did she tell you why?
She just told me not to use it.
Okay. What would you call somebody that won't spend any money? He's a...
stingy.
And, all right. If you use the word common about a person, what would that mean?
Common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's common.
He's like a common person, like any other person.
Okay, so it's something, is it good to say a person's common?
Sometimes.
Suppose you said a girl was common, would that mean something different? All right. How about an old lady that was still very active, she still gets around and does her own housework and so forth, you say she's still very...
active.
Anything else? Spry, pert, chipper? If the children were out later than usual, the man might say to his wife, I don't guess there's anything to worry about, but I can't help feeling a little bit...
upset.
Or un...
safe.
Or...
uneasy.
Mm-hmm, that's it. And then she would say to him, oh, they'll be home all right, don't...
worry.
Mm-hmm. If a child might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark, I'm...
scared.
Okay, and the old gray mare, she ain't what she...
used to be.
All right. Do you have a negative form of saying used to be? She is afraid now, but she...
wasn't afraid then.
Using used to be. She is afraid, but she...
Used to be brave.
Okay, we'll let that pass. Somebody that left a lot of money lying around and then left the door unlocked, you'd say he's awfully...
dumb.
Or...
foolish.
Or if you made a lot of mistakes in your addition, it's not that you don't know how to add, they're just what kind of mistakes? Just
simple mistake.
Or words starting with a C, they're care.
Careless.
Mm-hmm. You might say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
foolish.
There's a word beginning with a Q. Queer. Would you ever use that to mean she acts kind of silly or crazy? What does that mean, queer?
Sissy.